Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to The Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
What's going on, Kingdom Success? Listen, Tyler McCart coming at you. Episode 380. Yes, 380, and this will be the first episode of 2024. Wow. So, oh man, I am pulling out and heading back to my house, and had to run a couple errands and also work out, but I am excited to be able to do this episode with you. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Kingdom Success podcast. I really do appreciate it. You know, I don't take it lightly whenever I have anybody that does reach out to me. And, you know, I would always encourage you, you know, if you do want to, you can always reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram. That is probably the easiest and best place to find me. You can just find me at Tyler H. McCart, M-C-C-A-R-T, on Instagram. But 2024, so it begins. So as I guess I want to just, you know, like I always do, you know, my main goal is just to share with you guys my journey. You know, this is kind of a little bit of a journal thing for me that I do with this podcast. But at the same time, I hope it impacts your life. I hope that you actually glean from this, and that you actually really do, you know, learn from maybe my mistakes, or learn from, you know, maybe a book that I've been reading, or a podcast, or just something that I've learned here recently. But at the end of the day, you know, I want to share with you what it looks like to live in the trenches, and I'm not a pastor, not behind a pulpit. I don't go to, you know, a church that, and what I mean by that, I don't work for a church, so I don't have to go and be around other Christians all the time. You know, although I do, actually, I am up at a private Christian school quite a bit, but even at a private Christian school, you find, you know, varying degrees of people at a private Christian school. And I'll just leave it at that. But this year, I did something that I normally don't do. And that is, I came into 2024 a little slow. Let me kind of set the backdrop for that just so that I can paint a picture. So I knew, I can sense in my spirit, you know, this kind of started in middle to late, really kind of around November timeframe, where that I kind of sensed, okay, you know, I really felt like some things in my life were shifting, and there were some new horizons that might be starting to come to fruition. And I didn't really know what that meant. I just could sense it in my spirit. You know, it's almost like the seasons were changing. You know how you can tell whenever spring is happening, or when fall starts to happen, because you see the leaves change, or you start to see flowers start to bloom in the springtime. You can sense also in the air that. Well, I knew that this was taking place in my life, and so I just said, all right, I know the Holy Spirit's doing something with me. I know that 2023 is coming to an end. It's been a fantastic year. I praise God for it. But I know that some things, some chapters in my life are coming to a close. And I believe that, you know, we need to, just be open to how Holy Spirit leads and directs. And I shared this with Amy, and Amy knew about it, and Amy still knows about it. So in the process of all this taking place, as I was preparing for 2024, normally what I do is I'm kind of gearing up. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to set some goals or, set some objectives, that I want to accomplish and, see that those kind of start to, get a great start in 2024. Well, I didn't necessarily do that. I kind of did that, but I didn't necessarily do that. I knew that I was going to start with Tyler Jr., that he and I were going to read through the book Wild at Heart. I knew that because, he's turned 14, and I felt led to at least once a month where that he and I go through one chapter a month on this book Wild at Heart. And so I tuned into the podcast Wild at Heart by John Eldridge, and I stumbled across his very first, or actually it was the latter episode of he and his wife, and they were talking about, really not rushing into 2024. And it really kind of struck a chord with me to really kind of slow down coming into 2024 and not really try to be gung-ho like I normally am and say, all right, man, I'm going to hit this year. It's going to be a great year. We're going to hit the ground running. But really kind of take it easy and not to have too many expectations and just be real patient with the Lord's leading. Well, then I listened to his first episode of 2024 of his podcast, and it really did strike a chord with me, because they talked about just, again, slowing down and also the uneasiness that is happening within, I know for me personally, because of the world at large and how I can sense, really, just because of the different worldly things that are happening, especially here in America, because if you're listening to me, in America, things are definitely shifting more so than what they've ever had before. And it presents a little more of an uneasiness. And what it's kind of caused me to do is kind of double down and be a little bit more slower, or what it did for me is be a little more slower in my beginning of 2024. Well, then my church enters into a fast, and I definitely felt led to do that. I actually picked up Jensen Franklin's book on fasting. Fantastic book, guys. I'm pretty much about done with the book. Highly recommend it, and I highly recommend fasting. And I'm not talking about fasting like intermittent fasting, for diet, purposes, but I'm talking about fasting from a standpoint of you're hungry for the Lord and you're willing to push back the plate a little bit or change up your diet, so much so where that you begin to seek the Lord and you begin to kind of focus on how or what Holy Spirit's doing, and you become a whole lot more sensitive to the moving of the Spirit. And so I decided, Amy and I both, we said, we're going to go into our 21-day fast here in this year and really kind of focus on the Lord. And Amy's got specific things that she's praying for and, looking for the Lord to break through with her on, but I was as well, but now I'm halfway through my fast, and let me get a quick drink of this Naked. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard of a Naked, but it's a good drink. It's a pina colada drink, no sugar or anything. It's just all natural sugar. It's really good. All right. But anyway, and by the way, that's a virgin pina colada. Just had to throw that out there. But where the, now I'm halfway through this fast, and I really do sense that I'm becoming more and more hungry for what God is doing in my life right now than about what I thought that I would be seeking after, or that what I was trying to press into with the Lord. I hope that makes sense. And so I'm just enjoying pressing into Him. And in the verse or the verses that I've been probably meditating on for the last 2 weeks. So I decided to change up my reading program this year. I haven't really finalized. I mean, I've kind of finalized it for this time period right now, but I think I might adjust a little bit. I'm still going to read through the entire Bible, but I'll tell you later on in the year how I'm reading through the Word. But Psalms chapter 25, verses 12, I believe I've got it through 15, but I decided to focus in on 12 through 14. And those verses right now, I've gone back to every day and just kind of just really meditated. And then I found myself really still chewing on and still allowing that to kind of just be in my digestive system of my spirit and really just kind of still turning that over and over and over, this whole thing. Where it says in there, and again, I'm driving right now, so I can't exactly quote it, but it talks about who is the man that fears the Lord in awe and in reverence and in total submission. And I'm kind of paraphrasing this, but you can read this actually in the Amplified version. But in total submission to the Lord. And then it says, that man, the Lord will teach or lead by His word in the way he should choose. So that part right there is just is kind of an anchor right now for where I'm at and what I'm seeking after right now. That I'm just wanting to be in awe. I'm wanting to just press in and just be in reverence and worship, respect of my Heavenly Father. That's what I want right now, guys. I mean, I come back to a lot of is that total submission, that total just reverence for Him. And then the next verse says in there that He, speaking of the Lord, He will cause you to dwell in prosperity. I think it even says in the Amplified Classic, it says that your soul will dwell in goodness and prosperity. That's what it says. And if you know me, I'm all about that. I mean, where my mind is not bombarded, but where that, you know, as our world becomes a lot more visible to our eye, where that, you know, you can pick up Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media, YouTube shorts, whatever it is, and you can see real quick, you know, different sides of people that you probably wouldn't have seen if you didn't have those social media platforms. And it's causing me to press in more to how God is moving and how God is choosing to lead me by His word and instructing me. Now, the other part, which, so this talk, that's kind of my soul is dwelling in that prosperity where I'm not stressing out, I'm not worrying about things, I'm just more on the lines of going with God's flow. And then where that the next verse speaks of how that he will reveal his secret counsel that he has for us and reveal that revelation or that secret wisdom that it only is saved for those that honor and fear him and reverence him. That's powerful right there, guys. I've been meditating on this right here. I've been meditating on that for the last week or so. Last 2 weeks. And it's just doing something inside of me where that just in that awe and reverence respect, knowing that he's guiding me to where, the way I should choose by his word. My soul is dwelling in, you know, goodness and prosperity, and where that he is going to share with me the secret counsel, the secret wisdom that I need for my life. And gang, I know I always like to try to bring a practical side of all that, but I'm just going to tell you how I've done this. I mean, I'm slowing my morning down. I'm slowing in 2024. I'm still doing things, still working, still got, you know, different things that I have to be responsible for. But I'm slowing down enough to where that I'm not like trying to be in a hurry. Now, the other thing that I'm doing that from a practical standpoint is I've got on my desk where I, you know, where majority of the time I'm working, I've got a Bible actually open to Psalms 23. And it's highlighted so I can see it very visibly. Now, I'm not sitting there, you know, looking over it like 24/7, but I do catch a glance of that, and it's just a good reminder of like, man, I'm in awe and reverence, respect. I'm in 100% submission to my Heavenly Father. That's just the second thing I'm doing right there. And then this last thing I'm doing is obviously the fast. You know, where that's, I mean, you know, we were out the other night with some friends, and they were making some awesome chicken white chili. And it was my own recipe that I shared with them that I got for someone else. And I thoroughly enjoy white chicken chili. But I pushed back on that and sat there and ate I think I was eating some vegetables with red curry that's unsweetened, you know, coconut milk that you eat with some rice. And that was with tofu. I think I had tofu with that. And that was my meal with water. And that's just another practical thing, because I'm wanting to press in. I'm wanting to seek the Lord this year more than ever and press into him more than ever, guys. And I'm hungry for him. I want more of him in my life so that I can be on the right track, number one, for my own self and my family, but, you know, for those that I'm going to impact in the world, you know, around me. And so I just want to share that. This is my kickoff episode to 2024. And I'm really excited for you guys to actually be on this journey with me. And, you know, I had a person, a listener that actually listens to my podcast, you know, at the end of the year. I just want to tell you, thank you. You know who you are. Thank you so much for the gift that you actually gave me at the end of the year. I really do appreciate that gift that you gave me. And the listener knows exactly who they are. So I really appreciate that. So, kingdom success. Know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health, the spirit of breakthroughs upon you guys, and gang will catch you on the other side.